a league of her own. She was a kid from the Bronx who never thought she fit in. But the beloved TV star and director changed Hollywood forever. Penny Marshall liked telling a story about her early Hollywood days. She'd been cast in a Head & Shoulders ad alongside a model named Farrah Fawcett. And in rehearsals, Fawcett's stand-in wore a placard that read, "Pretty Girl." Mortified, Fawcett tried to take out the sting by crossing out homely and writing in plain, "I was before and she was after." The pioneering director and actress often deadpanned. No matter how famous she got, Marshall saw herself as a kitschy slump from the Bronx who had bluffed her way into a glamorous world far from Pelham Parkway. How had she pulled it off? "I have my own way of functioning," she said. "My personality is, I whine." But to curb from the theme song of her sitcom, Laverne and Shirley, "If you gave me Carol Penny Marshall any chance, she'd take it. If you gave her any rule, she'd break it." Well, and in the end, Marshall made her dreams come true. She would be the first woman to direct a movie, big, that grossed $100 million. Marshall followed up with a string of box office hits that belied her relentless self-deprecation. Along the way, she befriended the biggest talents of her generation, including Robin Williams, Jack Nicholson, Carrie Fisher, Albert Brooks, Steven Spielberg, and John Belushi. "She was very loyal," says actor Ed Begley Jr. "If she thought you were going through something or needed something, she would find a way to help. I loved her deeply." Being a den mother made Marshall enduringly popular in a business not known for camaraderie. "The people around Marshall reflected just how smart she really was," says actor Tim Matheson, who, like Richard Dreyfuss and Brooks, crashed with Marshall and her ex-husband Rob Reiner when he was finding his footing in show business. In her younger years, Marshall ran with the wildest of that crowd and later confessed that being a devoted mother to her daughter Tracy Reiner, now 54 years old, was what kept her from flaming out like Belushi